The master said, "The determined scholar and the man of virtue will not seek to live at the expense of injuring their virtue. They will even sacrifice their lives to preserve their virtue complete." Si Kung asked about the practice of virtue. The master said, "The mechanic who wishes to do his work well must first sharpen his tools. When you are living in any state, take service with the most worthy among its great officers and make friends of the most virtuous among its scholars." Yen Yan asked how the government of a country should be administered. The master said, "Follow the seasons of Sha. Ride in the state carriage of Yin. Wear the ceremonial cap of Chao. Let the music be the Shao with its pantomimes. Banish the songs of Chang, and keep far from specious talkers. The songs of Chang are licentious. Specious talkers are dangerous." The master said, "If a man take no thought about what is distant, he will find sorrow near at hand." The master said, "It is over. I have not seen one who loves virtue as he loves beauty." The master said, "Was not Song Wan like one who had stolen his situation? He knew the virtue and the talents of Wei of Lu Sha, and yet did not procure that he should stand with him in court."